This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fourth and the final week of late spring, the fourth week of the mock orange moon. Late spring comes to an end throughout the east this week as the high canopy of leaves closes all the way. Even though the sycamores may hold back for a week or so, now there is a convergence of events that pushes the land over the edge into early summer. I first noticed the effect of the seasons on my mind when I spent a year in the tropics. The homesickness I experienced was not so much for family or friends, but for the deciduous trees and the sharp air, and for all the changes I had taken for granted, and from which I drew so many other conclusions about my life. The sense of home that I brought to the Caribbean continues to give me a sense of myself, and it colors my other travels. And whether I come back here or maybe adopt a new home somewhere else, I know how the process works. So that one of the powers of local time and place is that it creates the ability to transcend its own limits. This power is an introduction to the wide world. A sense of place is actually transferable. The closing canopy brings a new season, no matter what the date or the latitude or longitude. Once the touchstones are identified, and once I find home, I can not only go back to it again, I can bring it with me all across the land. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the transition week to early summer. In the meantime, take a trip. You can not only come home again, you can take it with you.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.